This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The tribal gaming industry, including casinos, generated a record $41 billion in revenue in 2022. Gambling, for all its problems, drives job growth and economic development in tribal land. And now federal rules that apply to tribal gaming are getting updated. Here's Marketplace's Savannah Marr.
Tribal nations have a sovereign right to run casinos on their land, but Congress requires tribes to negotiate gaming compacts with surrounding states. Those agreements attempt to head off questions over overlapping jurisdictions and regulatory power.
In creating this compacting process, what Congress did was erode tribal sovereignty.
By placing a limit on that sovereign right, says Jonadav Chowdhury, former chairman of the National Indian Gaming Commission. And state governments have taken advantage. For example, Chowdhury says states have increasingly introduced non-gaming terms into these negotiations,
including terms that impacted treaty and fishing and hunting rights.
The new set of regulations are meant to get ahead of some of the trends that we're seeing.
Catherine Rand studies tribal gaming law at the University of Nevada. She says it's the federal government's role here to ensure tribes are getting a fair deal. And the new rules make clear, states can't hold this process over tribes' heads to force unrelated concessions. For example,
if a state and the tribe see those negotiations as a chance to settle an ongoing dispute about tribal taxation of tobacco sales,
then Rand says the resulting gaming agreement won't get federal approval. And Matthew Morgan, chair of the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association, says the feds have made their stance clear on another contentious issue.
If a tribe in a state wanted to come to an agreement to offer statewide remote wagering,
for example, allowing people off reservation to place bets on a tribal sportsbook app,
these regulations say, yes, you can consider that.
Morgan says these updated rules are a long time coming for a changing industry, and they offer stability to hundreds of tribes that rely on gaming revenue in lieu of a tax base. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.